But the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada has released a new poll today. Finds overwhelmingly Canadians believe it's best for children under six to be cared for at home by a parent. Overall, 76% of Canadians say so. Well, joining us to talk more about these findings and what we should take from all of this, very pleased to welcome to the program here tonight, Andrea Mrozek is Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. IMFCanada.org is their website. Andrea, great to talk to you here tonight. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about then, first of all, the significance of this poll and these findings. Why do you think these numbers, and frankly, why do you think this question matters?
Well, we think this question matters because parents matter, and parents aren't often asked about their preferences with regards to the direction that public policy takes. So we went straight to Canadians. 76% said, as you already indicated, that it's best for children under six to be at home with a parent. This is a subset of that would be 69% of Canadians with children under six right now believe the same to be true. Basically, we feel that it's important to highlight the views of parents and to direct public policy in a way that serves the majority of people. Right now, we see public policy funding daycare spaces, particularly in the provinces of Ontario and British Columbia, less so in Alberta, but we would like to see a less discriminatory approach to the funding of families, such that families could choose what to do with their own money.
All right. And I guess, I mean, just to clarify, this isn't a poll or a report suggesting that this should be mothers staying home with children necessarily. It's about what works best for families.
Well, that's right, and the stay-at-home name is not all that clear in this day and age. A lot of parents are managing to make care work, balancing schedules, both of them working, balancing shifts, and so it's not so black and white, but the bottom line is that parents do aspire to being at home or having care in the family home, and this is something that is there's a great deal of consensus across the country for, and if that's how parents feel and it's an important value, then I think that the public policy direction that we take ought to be more supportive of that than it is currently.
What's interesting is, I guess, it really seems to be a sentiment you find right across the country, even in Quebec, where there is certainly a very much a policy direction toward daycare, subsidized, government-run daycare. Even in Quebec, you find the same level of support for having parents at home.
Yeah, and, you know, if I could talk about Quebec just briefly, because we asked about funding preferences, and at least roughly two-thirds of parents believe that money directly to parents is better than putting it in schools or daycare spaces. The highest percentage of Canadians believed that in Alberta, so 70% of Albertans thought that money should go directly to parents. But the next highest percentage, and this is a surprise, came from Quebec. 65% of Quebecers believe the same. And the reason why that's a surprise is because they have a state-funded daycare system there, which is a sharp contrast to they desire to have funding for parents, and instead they have a state-funded daycare system. Those are actually opposites. So it's just an interesting thing to highlight.
It really is. And you know, maybe some people might draw from all of this. Well, yeah, I mean, it's ideal to have a parent stay home, but that in this day and age, it's just not realistic. So we need these kinds of government policies. I mean, did you buy that argument?
Well, to a degree, yes. But we need to look at why it's not realistic. And we have been creating a world in which both parents need to work full time. That's not happening by accident. And governments right now are playing into that. So when parents don't have enough money to make ends meet, perhaps we need to look at the large envelope of taxpayer dollars that are going into one form of care, discriminating against anybody who chooses anything else. It's really a top-down, it's a top-heavy approach when we preferentially fund daycares and not families. So there's something definitely to be said for the fact that it's difficult to make ends meet, that families have a hard time. The reality, I suppose, is that caring for children is expensive and they don't care for themselves, and we have limited tax tax dollars. So I think that what we hope at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada is that we would launch a discussion that would be a bit broader than it is currently around how we do family care and whether we fund daycare alone or look at other options.
Well, and it's interesting because I think people might look to levels of daycare use, might look at how many people are using the system in Quebec or using it elsewhere, and read into that. But just because someone is making use of the daycare system, as you allude to, then it doesn't necessarily mean that that's their first choice.
Well, and the government has a great capacity to motivate people and create an incentive. So if they offer cheap or low-cost daycare, then many people will choose to use that because they haven't been given another option. And that's not actually a view that gets a lot of airing. People who advocate for more daycare spots will often say we should have it all. We should have more daycare spots. We should have funding for parents. We should have family programming. And it goes on and on and on. I live in Ontario, and the budget just doesn't look that good, and money doesn't grow on trees. It's not realistic to do everything. And since care for small children is so horribly expensive when it's done by the government, I think that using the money and giving it directly to parents, we always know who spends money better if we're going to contrast the government with individuals, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's fair to say. Now, obviously, when the Conservatives came into office federally back in 2006, this was something they promised to do. They brought in, direct payments to families for children under six. So we do have that as a starting point. What more do you see can be put into place than to help families out?
Well, I would actually advocate for the removal of funding from daycares, which still went on even under the Conservatives. They gave a great deal of money. I'd have to look at the exact sums, but hundreds of millions of dollars to daycare spaces, the creation thereof. So the $100 a month, which was the universal child care benefit, was then chastised for being too low. Again, with limited dollars, could they have created a larger benefit if they had removed funding from other sources? I think that this poll is a starting point for a discussion, definitely a starting point for the removal of the discriminatory funding system that exists. And that would be a huge step in the right direction if we were able to do that and then put in place other programs or assistance that would help families to keep more of their own money, basically.
All right. But does that then, in your view, in any way punish those who do rely on the daycare system or for whom that is a choice they want to make use of?
Well, no, absolutely not, because at that point, and it is about choice, and parents ought to be able to decide what they would like to do. But if I fail to see why it is that we should fund this one particular choice at the expense of all others. Mm-hmm. So it may be right now that those who are comfortable and it works perfectly fine, they don't have any other needs, that those are the people benefiting right now. That could change for them, I suppose. But at the end of the day, the idea is to be putting more money in the hands of those same parents, at which point they can decide that they want to put it right into a daycare. That would be their decision to make.
Right. And I mean, I guess for wealthier Canadian families, it's an easier decision to make because, you know, they've got that flexibility. And so, you know, we say that we're trying to help out low-income families, but we're doing so, as you say, just by giving them this one single option.
That's right. And I know there was a study done in Quebec that showed that their daycare system there, which is Canada's lone state-funded daycare system on the provincial level, the study showed that it was actually being accessed by middle-class Quebecers on the backs of low-income Quebecers. Right. And there could be different reasons for that. One among them might be that shift work isn't accommodated well by a 9-to-5 daycare, that kind of thing. But it definitely did not show that it was benefiting the lower-income people. The other thing that happened in Quebec that has not been publicized as much is that when they put that universal daycare system into place, because money does not grow on trees, they had to remove funding that went to families in different ways through other government benefits. So some people saw their government benefits decline in favor of using the one daycare system. So, I mean, there's again, we already spoke about incentives in government. It can change what people do, what they choose to do, simply by offering something at low cost. That doesn't necessarily mean that people think it's the best thing to do. And I think that to return to the poll, that's what the poll shows. Even in Quebec, yeah. that people don't think that the system they have is the best way to care for their small children.
Well, some very interesting findings indeed. People can read more. Again, the website, imfcanada.org. Andrea, really appreciate you making some time for us here tonight. Good talking to you.